This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, they got a really good defense, man. They make a lot of offenses look like that, coupled with their venue. You know, we got to give them some credit. We knew their reputation in week two. Maybe the rest of the National Football League didn't. You know, it's kind of been confirmed in the weeks after that, and obviously they're really good today. You know, I think the Cleveland Browns had a lot to do with that. I'd be, you know, disingenuous, man, if I didn't compliment them on their players, their schematics, how they played today, or the venue component of it. From an offensive perspective, there's a lot of things that were challenging today.
So it was the Browns' defense. It was the venue, the dog pound, the Browns fans getting under the skin maybe of the Steelers, whatever excuse Mike Tomlin wants to give. It wasn't good enough for his team, for his offense, for the entirety of the performance. Austin Bechtel with you on the Fan Early Morning Show. The numbers weren't good. And the more that you look at it, and there is a lot of paralysis of analysis for Kenny Pickett, and whatever iota number analysis adjective you want to use, it was ugly. It was a disaster. It was the opposite of pretty. If beauty is in the eye of the beholder, that was just plain old ugly. 13-10 loss against the Cleveland Browns. Kenny Pickett, 15-28 for 106 yards. He was sacked three times. Jaylen Warren was fantastic with 129 yards rushing, including the 74-yard touchdown run. Caught three passes. That was about it. Deontay Johnson clearly upset with the Steelers, clearly upset with Kenny Pickett, clearly upset with this offense. And you got to wonder how frustrated and upset is this defense at the offense for not being able to get their crap together. Jaylen Warren, since week 9, 317 rushing yards entering Monday. That's first in the NFL during that span. The Steelers have a little bit of an identity in terms of running the football, but Kenny Pickett is holding them back. My problem with Kenny Pickett is not that he's necessarily playing as bad as he is. It's that he's not playing any better from the start of the year or any better from the end of last season. He looks like a rookie quarterback. He looks like a guy that's never seen the field for 5 years in college or for a second year in the NFL. He looks lost. He looks frightened at times out there, spinning into pressures. Think about this. How often, realistically, truly, do you see Kenny Pickett step up in the pocket and deliver a strike? It doesn't happen. Kenny Pickett does not step up into the pocket. It is so concerning that that's just not a part of his game, which is a part of every quarterback's game. Step up, elude the pressure, escape the pocket, make a throw. The numbers aren't good. Here's just some quick stats. 315 quarterbacks have 500 passing attempts since the merger. Only one has thrown a touchdown on fewer than 2% of his attempts. Kenny Pickett, 1.9%. Tommy DeVito, not Danny DeVito, Tommy DeVito of the New York Giants, the New York football Giants, a team that is not very good. Daniel Jones out for the season. Tommy DeVito, undrafted guy. You've probably never heard of him before. He now has more career games with multiple passing touchdowns than Kenny Pickett. 2. Kenny Pickett, 1. Kenny Pickett and Anthony Richardson has had the same amount of touchdown passes since October 1st. 2. Anthony Richardson hasn't played. He hasn't touched the field in November. He hasn't touched the field really in October. Since the start of 2021, which coincides with Matt Canada being hired as the offensive coordinator, the Steelers have 3 wins of more than one score. The lowest passer rating since 2021, minimum 500 attempts. Zach Wilson, number 1. Sam Darnold, 2. If you just want to compare, who is right there with Kenny Pickett? Kenny Pickett, 77.7. Sam Darnold's 77.2. Zach Wilson, 71.9. And he was drafted in 2021. Kenny Pickett, 2022. It's not good. But the one that really got me, the one that fired me up, the one that just absolutely enthralled me, Mason Rudolph in 10 games in 2019 threw for 176.5 yards per game, 13 touchdowns, 9 picks, and an 82 passer rating. Kenny Pickett in 2023, 10 games, 172 yards per game passing, 6 touchdowns, 4 picks, 79% rating, 79.2 rating. Kenny Pickett's Mason Rudolph. It might be different in the fourth quarter, where Mason Rudolph kind of shrivels up in the big moments, doesn't play well. But if you're a fourth quarter Kenny Pickett, and you can't bring the team to victory in the fourth quarter with an opportunity on the line, and yes, I know, he did it against the Raiders. He did it against the Rams. He's done it multiple times this year. He's done it multiple times last year. He does have a little bit of a clutch gene to him. But at what point is enough enough? And it's just not enough. Maybe one game, one bad game for Pickett in the fourth. Just talking about the fourth quarter, because he's been so great in the fourth quarter. He's creating so much overanalysis. But at some point in time, tick, 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 we've reached the point in time where the clock continues to speed up. And impatience is there. Patience is a virtue. And with Kenny Pickett now, there is none. There's none left. And if you bench him, and you go to Mitchell Trubisky, or you go to Mason Rudolph, yes, it signals a message to the team that we are going to put anybody out there that is the best in order to try to win football games. Do the Steelers really believe that Mason Rudolph or Mitchell Trubisky can go out there and be better than Kenny Pickett and go and win football games? I'm not convinced that Mason Rudolph's a better quarterback. I'm not. The thing I do like about Trubisky is that he's a gunslinger. He is not afraid to sling the ball around the yard and take shots. He's not. And that's what I appreciate about Trubisky. But he's also reckless. He's careless with the football. Let's just say it how it is. Mitch Trubisky is very careless with the football. Trey Essex pointed out a quote from Kenny Pickett, who looked just kind of distraught at the podium. He doesn't look right. And I want your thoughts on this. I want your thoughts on Pickett. I want your thoughts on Canada. We'll get to Canada in a minute. 412-928-9370. A quote from Kenny Pickett. The plan was that they play a lot of man-to-man. They didn't play a lot of man-to-man today. They threw a lot of zone looks at us. Different zone looks. We were expecting them to come in and play man. We'll be able to adjust better. One, does Kenny Pickett really believe that this team will adjust better? I mean, really, does he really think that they can adjust better? Because I don't. Who's he trying to fool here? Two, doesn't that, that just condemning the coaching? Condemning the preparation? I mean, it should, right? That's pretty bad, right? Expecting one thing and you don't adjust whatsoever off of it. Dan Orlovsky does a great job of analyzing football for ESPN. And he couldn't have been more right on what the Steelers' offense is and has become.
The fact that we don't get the ball to the best player on our offense in a gotta-have-it situation, go look at what Cleveland did. In the very same situation, they got the ball back. They were like, hey, Amari Cooper, you take it. And they go and win the game. I think that the Steelers, they don't run an offense. They just call plays. There's no way that you watch that game and sit there and say they're trying to win the game. They're trying to win the game. Kenny Pickett, I like Greeny, when he was drafted, I was like, oh, he's fine. Like, he's a good player. I thought he would play better off of the preseason, but I don't know if he's getting an opportunity to play. I think Damn. Their offense is as stale and boring and outdated and predictable, and every bad analogy you can make is their offense.
Every bad analogy is their offense. It's just the truth of the matter. Once again, the Steelers were outgained in total yards. And they got close to actually gaining more yards. They did. They got close. How about the lowest EPA among quarterbacks this season? My buddy Derek from Steelers Now, a co-worker of mine, pointed this out. Cover your ears. Cover your eyes. Cover anything to shield yourself if you're looking at this on Twitter to just avoid this tweet. It's a good one, but it also just is so damning on Kenny Pickett. The lowest EPA per play among quarterbacks this season. 32, Zach Wilson was benched. 31, Daniel Jones is hurt. 30th, Bryce Young is a rookie. 29th, Mac Jones was benched. 27th was Desmond Ridder. He got benched. 26th, Jimmy Garoppolo. He got benched. 28th is Kenny Pickett. I believe if you don't have one of those guys, Patrick Mahomes, of course, Mahomes is in a class of his own, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, yeah, Lamar Jackson, CJ Stroud, you ain't going anywhere. You have nothing. If you don't have one of those guys, you're not winning playoff games. You're not winning games when it matters. You're just not. And I understand that Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, that Trent Dilfer was carried by the 2000 Ravens. Yes, it happens once every decade, if that. I'd like to play the odds and the percentages. Now, yes, it is very much more easier said than done to be able to find one of those guys than not. And there are more Kenny Picketts out there in the world than there are Justin Herberts. And even Justin Herbert, the Chargers can't win with him. It's just a fact of the matter. It's tough. But at this point in time, the Steelers just don't have enough in terms of quality coaching, quality quarterback play, a connection between quarterback and wide receiver. The tight ends are not being utilized at all. The tight ends are invisible. You could put out, really, again, any analogy you want. You want a wanted poster out there for a tight end? You want a Pat Freiermuth picture on the milk carton for last game? He had one total catch after coming back from injury. Are they using Darnell Washington right? Kevin Dotson is playing very well with the Rams on the offensive line, while your offensive line, Dan Moore, was, wow. For every Dan Moore support that was out there about, oh, he's so good against Myles Garrett, first play of the game, hello, 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 Myles Garrett, to Kenny Pickett in the end zone for what should have been a safety. It's bad. But let me ask you this at 412-928-9370. Is it better to have Mason Rudolph out there than Kenny Pickett? Or would you rather continue out this season with Kenny Pickett as the quarterback? If that is the case, do you think Pickett still gives you the best chance to win? Because you got to try to do your best for Cam Hayward, TJ Watt. You're paying these guys a lot of money. Minka when he gets back healthy. Cam Hayward's only got a couple years left. It's tough for Cam. He wants a Super Bowl. I mean, everybody does, but for Cam Hayward, you could see the light at the very end of the tunnel, especially if injuries continue to bother him and linger and become a problem. I just don't see Mason Rudolph and Mitch Trubisky as better options long-term, and I'd rather see Kenny Pickett continue to go out there and see if he can change, if he can be better. Now, he probably won't be better and change unless he has a better offensive coordinator, and I don't see the Steelers moving off of him next year. They're going to probably scapegoat and blame Matt Canada and make Canada the reason why everything sucked. Everything was a failure. Why the offense wasn't very good. Maybe get a couple more offensive linemen in there. Move Broderick Jones to the left. Get a right tackle. Maybe get a center to replace Mason Cole, who hasn't been playing very well. They have so many problems. And for a roster that looked really good coming into the season, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have much. And the Steelers are 6-4 and in position for a playoff spot right now. That's what's so insane about all this. They're still the seventh seed in the AFC. But does it really matter? You're going to go into Kansas City and get your doors blown off. You'll be competitive against Baltimore because you play well, so well against Lamar Jackson. You own Lamar Jackson. You have his number. But do you really want that? I'm not saying to tank. But if you go into Baltimore, win a game, end up with the 25th pick in the draft, don't you want to have more capital? So I'm not saying that the Steelers should go out there and intentionally lose games. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is I do want to see more Kenny Pickett just because I think at this point in time, if you do bench him, and if the Steelers do still believe that he can be their guy, look, I'm out. I'm out on him. I was at 65% out halfway through the year. Now I'm at 90. My confidence level is at 10. I'm about 85-90% out. Sold. All my stock is gone. But if the Steelers do believe he can still be the guy, and you bench him, where he's looked just distraught, and things continue to go wrong, and he's throwing for 100 yards, and his yards per game continues to go down. He's throwing for fewer yards each of the last 3 weeks. Is that the final punch? Is that the tipping point? Is that the last straw for Kenny Pickett? And there's no coming back from it. Is that what this could do to Kenny Pickett? That if you bench him, how mentally tough is he at this point? How strong is he? I think we all liked Kenny Pickett at Pitt. We all liked how he played in that fifth year. I also think we should admit that he had his moments in the first 4 years. He wasn't an NFL quality quarterback. And the fact that he blew up, played so well in that last year with Addison and everything else, it's a lot to process. It's a lot to swallow. And at this point in time, you do have to consider benching him. I don't think the Steelers will. We'll see how Mike Tomlin addresses it. He probably won't. But we'll see if there's any change that potentially could be on the table in the next couple of weeks. The Wake Up Show is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply at 84lumber.com. Your calls coming up next. I'm Austin Bechtel with you. It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Austin Bechtel with you. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm concerned that Kenny Pickett's confidence is shot. That it's gone. His relationship with Matt Canada at this point, what is it? Is it any good? Does he have any faith in the coaching staff around him? How much faith does he have in himself? A lot's been going on, not throwing in the middle of the field, spinning into sacks. One of the most damning things on Pickett right now, he's that not a lot of people are necessarily talking about. Yes, the spinning into pressure is one thing, but one, he's not escaping and running very often. He's just not stepping up. Stepping up and delivering a throw. He kind of looks worried for contact. Is it because of the concussions? Is it because of the rib injuries? It doesn't look right. My man Anthony in Oakland, pleasure to talk to you. What are you thinking? What's your thoughts?
Look, man, I've seen a lot of football in this town. I've been watching the Steelers since Bill Austin was their coach. I'm here to tell you, He has that deer in the headlights look. He looks like Cliff Stout, 1983, where he just lost all complete confidence to the point where they were about to make the playoffs, but he had lost all confidence and just wasn't doing anything. They had to put an injured elbow Bradshaw back in just to win one game to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So he's shot right now. You got to take him out. It's a multitude of reasons why he may be, but you don't have that. You can't concern yourself with that if you're the coach. You have a locker room to consider.
Right.
And you have players who haven't won a playoff game in their career in this team, and they want to win now, man.
And I think that's a good point in favor of going with one of the other guys, because Pickett is obviously not doing it. Would you go with Mason Rudolph?
I would go with Mason. Mason's been in the league a while now. He can read defenses. He'll scan the whole field. Remember, when that last game in 2020 in Cleveland, he had at that point in the season, he had 4 40-yard passing. 4 yards of passing that game.
Yeah.
He was good that game. And so give him the shot. Because your running game is doing well. Now you need to complement it with the passing game. And Kenny cannot. He's just not doing it. And it hurts the whole team. So Tomlin, for the sake of the whole team, that's where you better consider to move on right now.
Anthony, appreciate the call. Let's go to Jimmy in Pittsburgh. Jimmy, what direction should the Steelers go?
You got to run Jalen Warren more. He should get at least 15 touches a game. Kenny Pinkett's a good quarterback. He's still young. The reason that Matt Canada still has his job is because of Kenny Pinkett went to the management and the ownership and told them last year when they was going to fire him to keep him.
Do you think Kenny at this Pinkett's point in time, Kenny Pickett wants to defend Matt Canada?
Yeah, he did defend him, and that's why Matt Canada's still there. Kenny Pinkett's a good quarterback. He's young. He'll get it together. I don't think you bring in another quarterback. You'll really kill his confidence then. You have to keep him in the game. The Steelers ain't doing that bad. Look at some other teams. The Steelers are not doing bad, and they got a chance of still making the playoffs. It's just some of the play selections that they call. And they need to get another receiver into the mix of things. You just throw a lot of times number 18. You got to get 14 and some other receivers into the game. And you'll win.
Right.
You know? But the reason that Canada's still there is because Kenny Pickett went to the management and the ownership and told them not to fire him.
Jimmy, I appreciate the call. I really wonder if at this point in time, and I don't think you would, if Kenny Pickett would still go to bat for Matt Canada. Because he knows that he's on the line. The Steelers could stick with Kenny Pickett, and they probably will going into next season. But is that going to be the case? Daniel, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Yeah, how you doing? Listen, you know, I respect Anthony, but Cliff Stott played a hell of a lot better than Kenny Pickett's ever played. I get his point, but there's no way. They cannot keep going with Kenny Pickett. I would put in Mason. I agree with Anthony on that. I would put in Mason because we know what you have with Mitch Trubisky. He's not going to get you anywhere. Kenny is shot. You made a good point. He looks terrified to me out there. I keep thinking it's the concussions, too. He looks terrified. You got to get him out of there for the sake of the team. I mean, Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, you're wasting their prime years.
Right.
Minka, even though he's not playing, you're wasting their years. You got to get him out of there.
And if you're Patrick Peterson, and you show up into this situation and you've wanted to play for Mike Tomlin and you've wanted to play for the Steelers and Brian McFadden has propped up this organization, what are you thinking at this point?
Oh, man. Poor Pat Peterson. I mean, all the veterans. I mean, it's a shame. I mean, Mike Tomlin has to do it for the veterans of that team. He's got to get Kenny out of there because I know they're losing confidence in him. I mean, you heard Najee. I mean, Dante. They're losing confidence in him. It's over. They can't have confidence in this guy. He's got to go.
Now,
he's a bust. It's a bust.
Let me ask
it's
you this
bust.
About Mason.
He's never going to be a starter.
Let me ask you this about Mason.
What's
because
that?
I am not a Mason Rudolph believer. I just think that in terms of overall number of games, his numbers honestly rival Kenny Pickett. And I think we know what he is. Why do you think he needs another opportunity?
Because he throws the deep ball well. And look, Mitch throws too many interceptions. Mason throws the deep ball well, and there's guys open. I think he can find them. And Anthony was right about that one Cleveland game. He was really good in that game. I know his last game against Detroit, he wasn't good, but I just think he's the one to go with. Mitch just doesn't. He takes too many chances. He'll have three interceptions if you put him in there.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's take one more. What's up? What's your thoughts on the Steelers?
Austin, this is Frank from Chester.
What's up, Frank?
You guys got it all wrong, man.
Okay. Tell me why.
It comes down to the bottom line. It started way back when they got rid of Bruce Arians. You could put any quarterback into that plan right now that Tomlin and Canada has. It's not going to work. Get Kenny out of there, right, to save him from going nuts and getting hurt. Put somebody else in until they get a good offensive coordinator, which Tomlin will never want to have. He wants control of the offense. That's what he wants. And you know what? As long as he has his fingers in the cookie jar, they are not going to go anywhere. It's proven fact. 10 years. 10 years we've been watching this. Same type of offense.
Yeah,
he ruined Ben Roethlisberger. He had the best times of his years, and they got as soon as they got rid of Bruce, because Bruce had control of that offense. He didn't like it. Rooney said, "Run the ball." Bruce said, "No, we throw the ball. Get out of here, Bruce. You're gone." And ever since that, they're going downhill.
Appreciate the call.
Buddy?
Yeah, thank you.
All right,
have a good one.
Yep, see you, buddy.
The frustration is obviously at an all-time high, at least for this season, because, yeah, the record is what it was, and even if you pull out a victory against Cleveland, how much really changes? We have to admit, and look, Ken Dorsey was fired in Buffalo. That's a team with an offense and a guy in Josh Allen who's a considerable MVP threat every single year. I think every time Josh Allen goes out there, he can win MVP. Every season, he has the most touchdowns ever combined through his first however many seasons? Now he turns the ball over like he's Mitch Trubisky playing out there every game. It's a major concern. It's a major problem. I'm just more concerned that if you do bench Kenny Pickett, there's never any coming back from it. That's it. That if you bench him, you're signaling that we do not believe in you anymore. Because more often than not, and I know that there are examples where if a quarterback is benched or if a player is benched, they can come back and be better for it. But if you bench Kenny Pickett, I'm more concerned that he won't be able to come back from it than he is, and that it'll continue to just shoot and push down his confidence to the point of no return, and where a different setting might be the only thing that can get him back and get him better, which is very difficult. And I don't think the Steelers will make a change. I think they'll ride out Pickett in the next year, say that it was Matt Canada's fault, change it up a little bit offensively, try to bolster up the line more, maybe get another wide receiver in there. Najee Harris hasn't been great, but look at Jaylen Warren. He's been a very, very solid back for you. Jaylen Warren's been awesome. Mike Tomlin will speak to the media today at noon. Good stuff. Appreciate everybody that called in. Cook and Joe's reaction to that at 12:30. We'll have live reaction to everything Steelers in the Fan Morning Show, which is up next here. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.